from KQED.
Joshua trees across the southwestern U.S. are sporting a riot of flowers this spring. Tourists are rushing to take pictures while they can, and desert biologists are scrambling to explain what accounts for the phenomenal profusion. We sent Caitlin Esch to investigate.
Gnarled and gaunt and dominating the desert landscape, Joshua trees have always made an impression on people crossing the Mojave. And this year, the trees are even more striking than usual.
We're heading up to the largest Joshua tree forest on Earth, which is experiencing the greatest bloom that arguably anybody's ever seen.
David Lamfrum is with the National Parks Conservation Association. He's driving up to Sima Dome in the northern part of the Mojave National Preserve, about 3 hours northeast of Los Angeles.
You know, in years past, I had been doing exactly what I'm doing now, and I would see one single tree blooming.
But now every tree here looks like it's in some stage of bloom. Walking into the desert near dusk, the trees cast long shadows. Lamfrum pulls back the waxy cream-colored petals of a flower cluster.
There's insects hiding all in this, you see? Can you see all these in here? Like little flies, little bugs. It's kind of a little fountain of life, and even in a dry place like the desert, these plants are putting off so much moisture that everybody's coming in to get some pollen.
The flowers are beautiful, but this year's massive bloom has sparked debate about what's causing it. Lamfrum thinks it's because weather conditions the past year have been just right, with late summer rains and cool winter temperatures. But some other scientists think there's more to it. Desert biologist Jim Cornette has been studying Joshua trees since the 1980s. He says old and young trees usually don't bloom at the same time, and this year it's different.
Very old trees that were starting to fall apart, they were blooming, and then a lot of trees that had never bloomed before were blooming this year.
Cornette says changes in the regional climate might have something to do with the widespread Joshua tree bloom.
My working hypothesis is that these trees are being highly stressed as a result of two serious droughts in a row. And I think that that stress has caused the trees to reproduce in mass throughout their range.
In other words, the trees might be making a last gasp attempt to produce and spread seeds and pollen before they die. Cornette says he also sees signs that the Joshua tree's range is shifting due to climate change. But another biologist who spent decades in the eastern Mojave says he's not convinced that the bloom is as rare as others say it is, or that it's so easy to explain. Jim Andre is director of UC Riverside's Granite Mountains Desert Research Institute. He says there's just not enough evidence to say this year's bloom is related to late summer rains or stress from the drought.
Why are the Joshua trees flowering? There is no simple answer where we can turn to empirical data.
So the why is unknown for now, but the what, when, and where? With the bloom happening now in the Mojave, David Lamfrum says he's going to enjoy the show while it lasts.
I think that all of us out here know that we're being treated to something that we very well may never see again.
The bloom is expected to continue, maybe for a couple more weeks. For the California Report, I'm Caitlin Esch in Los Angeles.
If you haven't seen one of these pineapple-shaped clumps of flowers, you're in for a treat. Caitlin brought her camera, and we've got photos at californiareport.org.